Am I a man?
So we need to get these harmonies right.
Okay.
Who's going high and who's going low?
You go low, I'll go high.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Am I? You go high, I'll go low. Am I a man? Am I a Muppet? Am I? If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a Muppet of a man.
That sounded good for 1 minute.
For like a second. Welcome. Anyway, so how was your week this week?
It was good.
Any fun stories?
Any fun stories? No. So boring.
Oh.
No fun stories. Do you have any fun stories? Well, do we want to shout out?
What?
Your fun story from work.
We aren't talking about that. I thought we were talking about a different thing, which I forgot to mention to you.
What?
But I will not be telling it on the pod.
Oh, okay, T. I was like...
It's not like an embarrassing story. It's just an observation.
No, I'm just so hungry for anything right now. My life is so boring. Aww.
I went to go see Legally Blonde.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It was so good.
I was about to ask you how that was.
It was really good. I thought the casting was literally perfect, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Their Callahan, amazing.
Yes.
So good.
Yes.
Their Emmett, incredible.
The UPS guy, chef's kiss.
Yes.
What did your brother think?
He thought it was funny. He was like, whoa.
It's pretty good.
You could tell he was like a dancer too. Like those calves... dancers calves.
When I went, I was like, oh my god, this is so much more sexual.
Yes. I was like, Damon, you better get ready for this because it's going to be You saw it with your mother. How did that go?
I like when she did the song where, you know,
bend and snap
a moment.
Oh, so much better.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like turned my body because I knew it was coming. Yikes. And yeah, it was a little awkward for me. A little awkward for me.
Bend and snap.
Mm. Everybody loved the gays, though.
Gay or European, yes.
Yeah, everybody loved all the
I LGBTQ was waiting for... You told me ahead of time, you were like, the wigs are a little bit questionable, and I was waiting for it, and then the chutney mom scene came on, and I was like, oh!
What scene?
Chutney. She's like, I thought it was you coming... Her wig...
No, questionable. I was mainly referring to Elle's mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
Rough.
Or Dewey's wig was a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for the most part, I thought it was really, really
was,
well
like,
done.
Good
it
for
was
an
really,
off,
really
off
well
Broadway,
done. Yeah,
like production. It was really great.
Their singing was great. The choreo was amazing.
It was so good.
So good. Wow.
You told me you have something to tell me about 8 Passengers, and I'm so ready for it. If you don't know what, Katie and I, this is, like, another theme in our friendship, is family vlogging channels.
And how problematic and toxic they are.
They are insane. If
insane.
You want to go down a rabbit hole of, like, abuse and narcissistic parenting, then literally just look up 8 Passengers on YouTube, the LeBrant family.
Yeah, Chaytards. That was...
That scandal, insane.
Insane.
The Ace family.
Basically, any of these, like, Mormon...
Literally, any evangelist, like, Mormon Christian family.
Yeah, if they're vlogging. Not to say, like, Christian families, because obviously
of
that's
course.
True. Not true.
There's a line.
But when you're, like, putting your family on the internet and saying how righteous you are and, like, look at my family, we're perfect, that's when it becomes, like... Okay, something's going on here.
Or, like, you're literally recorded since birth.
Yeah, like, you're recording your child's most, like, personal moments without their, like, consent and fully understanding.
Even if they consent, they're not able to consent.
Right, they don't understand that this is going to follow them around for, like, ever.
Here's the thing, though. What I find so interesting about the Ace family is they are, like, one of these family vloggers who, like, aren't religious and or...
Right. Well, he had a basketball career, so he was in the NBA.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
I think he was just college basketball.
Was... I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
NBA.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know much about sports, so.
I think it was just college, and then they got pregnant. But, like,
yeah.
The issue with that, when you're, like, it's not necessarily religion, but, like, in these scenarios, people, like, are attracted to family vlogging channels for the relatability.
Right.
So when you get, like, rich, and your content is suddenly about mansions you're making.
Yes.
People are no longer
in your sterile white homes. It's giving me Kim Kardashian vibes.
Yes. But it's like, did you hear about the LeBrant family? Not the LeBrant family. They're another problem.
Yeah.
The Ace family and their, like, home issue.
Yeah.
And how they basically were, like, squatting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of insane, yeah.
This is a great episode idea.
Yeah.
We need to do, like...
The Shaytards was another thing, because I used to watch them in, like, fifth grade. Them. I watched them in, like, fifth grade.
I don't know much about them.
Do you know about the scandal?
I know that he cheated on... his wife
right.
with, like, I think, was it a sugar?
I think it was, like, a call girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
Well, allegedly, the same thing happened with Sam and Nia. Do you know about
yes.
them?
Yes. Yes.
And how they faked him, allegedly faked a miscarriage.
Yes.
For views.
Yes.
They're also.
I just feel so bad for, because, like, Colette seems like a genuinely, like, sweet person.
Mm-hmm.
But, like.
They're still uploading to this day.
Yeah, they're still together, and I don't know what I would have done in that situation.
Right. And this is all to say that these people literally just upload like 10 minutes of their day, but like some of these people, the 10 minutes, best 10 minutes of their day are like abuse and horrendous behavior.
Yeah, like the 8 passengers uploaded a video of their yeah they're Mormon, they have 8 children, or no, they have 6 children, two right. parents. So
sorry to cut you off, do you know about Plattsville?
Yes.
We need to watch that together and like.
Yes. We talked about that in my sociology class.
We, yeah. There's this YouTuber who I love called,
yes.
Her channel
yeah,
is called Fundy Fridays.
Yeah.
And she
we did
has
talk
done
about this. Yeah.
Incredible, like, dissertations about, or like, video.
Like, toxic kind of.
Like, that culture. Like,
right.
the, similar to. What's their name? They all start with J's.
The Duggars.
The
That's
Duggars.
A whole problematic thing.
Oh my God.
He recently was in court, and I think he got sentenced for a while.
Thank
rightfully
God.
So.
Thank God.
Yeah, because that is absolutely disgusting.
But do you know what the Platts are doing now? Like, their show? Like, it's not like the Duggars...
Didn't one of them walk away? And he's like, I'm not doing this anymore. I just want to be married with my wife.
No, they... Of course, this season... The parents are separated.
Really?
Yes. So I think we need to watch and, like, take notes and then, like, come back
right.
and have a whole episode about it because that would be so interesting. But if you want, like, a documentary type thing to watch or a short, like, reaction, Fundy Fridays is a great one.
Yeah, family vlogging channels are just, like, toxic in itself. The idea that, like, I want to film myself in my child's most personal, intimate moments throughout the day and upload it.
For money.
For money. Not only that, it's, like, you also have to think about... You're putting this on the internet. Your children. You have to be at least somewhat cognizant that, like, people are gonna do something with this that have, like, sinister motives. Like, you know that, like, there's gonna be a couple of people who are, like, sexualizing your children without you even knowing it. And that's disgusting,
yeah.
And I don't know why you would do that to your child.
That's why, for a while, like, was it called the partner program? Or, like, that's TikTok. What does YouTube use? I don't know, whatever program they use to monetize content, like, for a while, family vlogging channels were, like, not making any money because,
right.
literally, like, these men or...
Mostly.
Men,
it's men. It's men.
were, like, making disgusting comments and, like, additional content
right.
about these kids. So, like,
right.
especially, like, the Ballinger family, who I don't... I like them. I do consume their content, but in... I don't know... As a family vlogging channel, I don't necessarily know.
I don't know. I don't know how. I have mixed emotions.
If anybody does it correctly, I think they do it the most.
Yeah.
The most ethical way possible.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying during that time, their son Parker did gymnastics. And like.
Yes.
They no longer film their children doing gymnastics because of.
Right. So really heavy, I think really some family, I don't want to assume and I don't want to like make a judgment call, but like I feel like some parents know this and they kind of feed into it to get the most views, because like people like the Eight Passengers, she filmed her daughter getting her period for the first time, and like that is like, periods are not sexual whatsoever, but like that can be sexualized very easily to someone who is like preying on children. So to like upload that and film that to your, for your, like, I just think that's insane. And I was like,
even
what?
Like separating, you know, the whole pedophile of it all, separating that, like the fact that you're uploading your child getting her period for the first
when
time.
When I got my period for the first time, I was sobbing. Like that is just like such a personal moment. And like, it should be a time when you like mother and daughter like bond over something, like not bond, but you know, it's like a, it's a moment. And like to film that. Did you know she also filmed herself getting into a car accident?
I saw that.
And then ran with her camera to the other car, and she's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "You just got into a car accident. That person is probably having the worst day of their life, and you're filming them."
Yeah, and then she gets back in the car and she's like, "God saved us today. God saved us today." And she's literally the worst driver. Like, there's other.
You're
there's
filming. You're filming yourself while driving.
There's video compilations of her like almost getting into car accidents and being like, "God save me today."
Put down the camera, Ruby. And 10 and 2. Like, I just.
But, yeah, can you imagine that going through your head? Like, your children having a vulnerable moment, a medical emergency. This is just what happened with the LeBrant fam.
Mm-hmm.
A medical emergency.
And the
like,
first instinct is pick up a camera.
It.
Yeah.
Let me record it.
Like, just the mentality of it all. The mentality of family vlogging channels is what really irks me.
Did you send me, or did I send you the TikTok of them telling, the LeBrant family telling Everly that they were having another kid? And she's like, they were like, "We have a surprise for you." And she's like, "You're pregnant." And they were like, "How did you know?" And she's like, "No other surprise really ever happened." Like,
yeah.
She's over it. Girl yeah. is over it.
Should we talk about what they named their kid?
What did you think it was gonna be? We had
I thought it was gonna be like either like prayer. I thought it was gonna be something, because they were hinting it was something like kind of like religious. I thought it was gonna be like something like prayer or like psalm or like something else, but that is not the direction they took.
It's Sunday.
They named their child Sunday.
It's a day of the week.
Yeah.
I texted you and I said, "Baby's out. Do you want to hear the name?"
Baby's out. Oh, Sunday.
And you guessed, like, bad names, but they were better than Sunday.
I was like, Joy. Yeah. Like, Faith.
Joy's great. Faith's great.
Yeah, no, those are, like, I was like, these are normal names, but they do have something to do with, like, you know. But Sunday, literally. Isn't that, like, kind of, like, blasphemous in itself, though? I don't know.
What does that mean?
Like, the Lord's Day. They name their child.
Oh, it's
like,
a little self-righteous.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a little sus.
Isn't, like, being religious about, like, humbling and, like, being humble and grateful?
Right. It's, like, yeah, trying to, like,
they named the child after the Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're totally right. That's insane.
I was just like, that's a little bit problematic. That's a hate crime.
Yeah.
All right, back to the Eight Passengers. So I feel like we could talk about them for hours and hours.
Hours.
Oh, the fact that she took away her son's bed.
I remember, yeah. Like, poor Chad.
Honestly, listening to the pranky bolt is really funny.
Yeah.
It's something my brothers would have done to me.
Yeah.
It's really funny. So if you don't know, Chad is like, I think like 4 or 5, maybe 6 years older than his brother. And he decided at, like, 2 a.m. he was going to go into his brother's room and wake him up and being like, he was like, "We're going to Disney. You need to get up and, like, get dressed, and we're going to Disney. Like, pack your bag." So at 2 a.m., this kid is, like, packing his bags, getting dressed for Disney, putting on his sunglasses, and he's out in the yard waiting for everyone. And then he's like, Chad says, "We're not going to Disney." And then his mom took away his Chad's bed for, like, months after that.
Yeah, and these kids, like, Have you seen the clip of them sitting, like, against their wall?
Yeah, and he's like, I don't have friends.
Yeah, the mom's like, you guys can do things. Like, you can go out of the house, which obviously they're not allowing them to do.
Right.
But they're like, you guys can do things. And, like, Chad and Sherry are sitting there and, like, we don't have friends.
Because your mother is putting all your personal moments on the internet.
Also, you don't have a phone. Like, right. You're not allowed to communicate with anybody outside of school.
And, like, I do understand parents restricting technology to a certain degree, but when it comes to the point of, like, it's impacting your school, like, that's a bit. Because nowadays, technology is kind of, like, integral for success in at least high school.
Literally.
But
can you imagine being the only, like, high schooler without a phone?
I got my phone in 9th grade.
Yeah.
So.
What did you have beforehand?
I had an iPod.
Yeah, right.
Which is basically a phone, just without, you know, cell service, but...
Was it an Apple?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah. Wow.
But, crazy.
That's unfortunate.
So, Miss Ruby.
Ruby Doo.
Her 12-year-old is in middle school, and, like, the gym class wanted to do something fun. You know how we...
This is my first time hearing it. I come into the house and Katie's like, I need to tell you something about Nate Passengers. And I was like, save it for the fun.
So you know how, like, in gym class we did, like, at the dancing unit and how uncomfortable and unfortunate
I never was? Did a dancing unit.
Oh, I did in elementary school.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, anyway, so this middle school, like, has to put on performances. Okay. And so the gym teacher's like, well, I want to do something that's going to, like, be fun for the kids and be kind of, like, relevant to them. So we're going to do, like, a flash mob TikTok dance in the lunchroom. And that's going to be part of the gym course. So Ruby catches wind. And is infuriated. Huffing and puffing, going into the principal's office.
She must be that mom that walks into school and everybody's like, get your bearings.
Literally, she's like, I don't have an appointment, but I heard about this yesterday and I had to go to the school immediately.
This?
Yes. She didn't record the conversation with the principal, but she recorded herself driving to the principal's office and being like, we need to have a chat. So she didn't have an issue with the TikTok dancing. She had an issue with the song. Do you want to guess what the song is?
Can I have a hint?
It's something that's played at literally every single school dance we went to.
Ed Sheeran?
No. It's a TikTok dance. They were doing a TikTok dance.
Every school dance
we every went single to. School dance. It's an old song, but God, a I classic. Know? No.
The Cupid Shuffle?
Mm-mm.
Can I have another hint?
It's not, it's like, let me see the year it came out. But, like,
you say it's a TikTok, so it's a viral TikTok dance.
I wouldn't say viral, no, but, like,
is it Baby Shark?
No, no, like, think, like, not for children. Technically not for children. But like,
young
it's
adult.
It's fine.
It's a song, like, get
yeah.
I bet it's gonna
she considers it rap.
Oh, no. It was played at our school dances?
Every single school dance. Every single school dance.
Is it Fergie?
No. It came out in 2007.
2007?
Yes.
Can I have a hint who the artist is?
If I tell you, you're gonna know right away.
Can I have a word used in the song?
There is one word, but you will know right away if I tell you.
Is it Whistle by Flo Rida?
No, but you're on the right track with the artist.
It's Flo Rida?
Yes.
I can imagine her in her car. Being like, freaking, no, not even freaking. My kids Flo Rida from the pits of hell. Flo Rida? What song?
Every single school dance they played this at.
I'm looking up Flo Rida pop.
I remember dancing to this song with you at a school dance. And it's like a classic too. I just think it's so funny. She's infuriated over it.
Is it Shonagata?
Yeah! She's angry over apple bottom jeans boots with the fur.
Oh my god.
She says, this song is inherently sexual. And I have an issue with the song choice. It is immoral. She is going into the principal's office. She said, I listened to the lyrics, and every single song was, like, every single lyric was suggestive. She's storming into the principal office over Flo Rida.
Please don't.
15 seconds of a Flo Rida song has got this woman driving to the principal's office.
That she is so bored. You are so tired. Like, feed your kid.
Feed your kid. I'm sure it was just like low, low, low too.
Oh, certainly. The way you looked at me when you said that was like you made your head all low and your eyebrows were up. Like a literal Disney villain. Ugh, she's the worst.
Like, and the principal's like, well, we just wanted to, because it was apparently used in a commercial, and they're like, we just want to do something like based off the commercial, and we thought this was a fun song that the kids could dance to.
What song would she suggest? Our God.
You cannot do a TikTok. But literally, like, if you think about this, 15 seconds of a Flo Rida song, and she's like, it is your job to instill morals in my kid. I'm like, first of all, that is not the school's job. Second of all, if you have such an issue, homeschool your kid.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. She tried. I can't imagine. Can you imagine if Ruby was your mother?
I don't think I genuinely, like, I'm being serious, I don't think I would make it.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Because, like, privacy is a privilege in her household. Mm-hmm. She will take off your door any day.
That air, I'll take a vacuum to it. You won't be...
Breathing is a privilege. Yeah. Like, if you think about it, she even said, even if you work to buy something, it is mine because it is in my household.
Yes.
And that's insane to me.
She has said... in some way or another, like, that earning her love is a privilege. She's like, I'm not responsible for my child's mental health. And it's like, yeah, you are, babe.
Literally, secure attachment?
I am not
Harlow's monkeys?
Yeah, I'm not responsible for my child's happiness. Yeah, you are, babe.
Yeah, that is kind of, like, the fundamental of all child development is making sure your kid feels safe and secure and loved. Yeah. Like, that is a... primal,
like,
need
my
for children
is a privilege.
She's probably like, her baby's crying, he's like, well, you're gonna have to stop crying before I pick you up. Yes. Because right now you are not proving to me that you deserve to be held.
Have you seen the clip where she's like, I don't know who she's talking to, but she literally admitted to neglect, like, they had another child obviously. And she was like, what's one of the kids' names? Like, Abby or something? Like, one of the twin blonde-looking ones. Sorry, we're not being mean to the children. It's just
they deserve...
everything.
Yeah. There's Chad, Sherry, Russell.
Julie. It might have been Julie. Oh, poor Russell. who's the little girl that's, like, an icon? She's everything.
Oh, the one that doesn't get lunch?
Yeah.
Julie is the one that, was doing the Flo Rida song. Poor Julie. Can you imagine your mom walking into your middle school and being like, Flo Rida, come on, we're leaving. Like,
so embarrassing.
15 seconds of a Flo Rida song. Like, so, and I understand if the school is playing something, like, drastically inappropriate. Like, if you're playing Megan Thee Stallion, like, of course parents would get upset over that. But, like, apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur? I don't know. It's not like she was going out there playing WAP. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Whatever floats your boat.
She's like, we need the Kidz Bop version.
Calm down. They can't hear me. My kids are listening to Kidz Bop.
Yeah. But there was this video of her being like, we had just had another kid or whatever, and one of her kids, like, I'm just gonna say, I think it was Julie.
Mm.
I think it was Julie. She's like, Julie was all disgusting and didn't look like she hadn't been bathed in, like, days, and she just looked really haggard and gross. So I took her to, like, Walmart, and we got her a little Walmart dress, and I gave her a bath, and she
I
was, like,
so happy. I do know
the
clip you're talking
happy.
About.
And it's like, that
that's
is the
a basic
minimum.
Child need. Yeah. This
she, like,
woman.
Admitted that her child
her parenting
was, like,
style
gross.
Is literally every, like, listen to what psychologists say about child development and healthy attachment. Do the exact opposite.
Yeah. She's like, attachment is a want,
like,
not a need.
Having my kids express their needs and wants and, like, being able to talk about their emotions? No, thank you. I'm just going to take away their bed.
No, oh my God.
Literally, her kids will just say, like, I'm feeling upset that you did this. And she says, you're not being mature. Like, here's your punishment. Like, your kids are just trying to express how they feel.
What was the Christmas scandal?
Hershey didn't let her kids celebrate Christmas. She says, you guys are being ungrateful, and you don't know the meaning of Christmas.
And that's when she said, my love is a privilege, and it's a gift.
I'm taking away Christmas.
Yeah, she's like, my love is
privilege. She was saying her kids don't really understand, like, I think... Pause for barking.
Yeah.
They're upset, too. No, but, like, I understand, like, okay, yes, your kids... From a religious standpoint, if your kids are not... You don't feel that they understand the meaning of Christmas... I don't think having them not celebrate Christmas is how you combat that. You can be like, well, no, so, like, maybe instead of presents and, like, all these gifts and materialistic things, family time and maybe one big gift and then kind of, like, talking about Christmas, that's a better way to go about than just, like, saying, you're not allowed to celebrate Christmas, go to your room.
That's insane.
Because if you want your kids to know the meaning of Christmas, not having them celebrate... Is kind of...
You're being a little hypocritical when you're like, you don't deserve... Like, the point of Christmas is to
literally
spend time with family.
And it's, like, the gift to humanity and, like, celebrating that gift. Like, so I'm just gonna have you be alone in your room. Like, that's great. Great parenting there. I just...
We, like, also aren't parents, so we don't know the first thing about raising a kid, but it's so...
I don't know. From my limited experience of working in childcare, like, and kind of knowing... Not punishment, but like
obvious things that
behavioral things. Yeah. Like if you want your kid to behave in a certain way, like I don't think punishment is necessarily your best option.
Horrible.
Especially for very young children. Like they aren't going to understand. Exactly. You have to sit them down and explain to them step by step why you're doing something and why their action was not okay.
It's literally when you're a toddler and or a young child, it's literally like what you're doing is all experimental and exploratory.
Right. You're it's literally just like
testing
to see like
what's wrong and right.
Yeah. Like whenever a kid would hit another kid, we have to be like, and the other kid started crying, we would bring them together and see, do you see that this person is upset because your actions made this happen? Like you have to see like this happened because of this. And then we would have them like, okay, you can apologize and like explain, like the kid that was crying would be like, explain, you hit me and it made me feel sad and I didn't like that. And so the other kid would be like, I'm sorry that I made you feel bad and I'm sorry that I hit you. That's a better way to go about it than like immediately taking away, because they don't understand. They just see that I did this. They don't understand that their actions cause a certain thing to happen. They just understand I'm upset that you took away my toy.
Yeah, so I'm gonna hit you for it.
Okay. Right. So, I don't know.
Ruby is 100% the type of parent to be like, I'm sorry you felt that way.
100%. Her kid was saying, I saw a clip of her kid saying, I'm upset that you yelled at me and it made me cry more. And she's like, well, you're being a little immature. I'm like, your kid is a child. Of course they are being immature.
They literally had COVID.
And they went out
and
about.
They went out with zero masks on. They had COVID, like the coronavirus. And they
tested positive.
Yeah. And they went out with nothing, like, no mask, and they were, like, shopping and, like, making a fool of themselves in public. And it's, like, there's no courtesy for anybody else.
No, they're so, 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 so self-centered.
Did they talk about when CPS was called on them?
Yeah, they just said it was internet trolls who were jealous of her. It's like, no, we're concerned about your children.
Yeah, everybody's jealous of your Lord Farquaad haircut. He's so mad. Have you seen those clips of her showing up with that new haircut and the kids being like,
whoa.
I hate it. You know what I love, though? Like, the kids are, like, mean to her. And I don't know if she, like, does anything off camera, because, of course, we don't know. But,
right.
Like, she just, like, puts it in and lets it happen. And I love that.
Yeah.
Like, in that video when she was filming when they got into a car accident, the youngest goes, you're such a bad driver.
Facts. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, great way to start off the pod.
Really great positive energy. On a positive note, guess how much I paid for a full tank of gas?
80.
69.
Ooh.
It was like 69.60.
Where'd you go?
You're
gonna have to tell me after because I need to get gas soon.
I literally got into my car yesterday and my gas like thermometer thing.
Thermometer?
Oh, I have a dad joke for you.
Okay.
I heard it on TikTok.
Okay.
You know this new Top Gun movie and how everybody's obsessed with the actor Miles Teller? Mm-hmm. And, like, he's, like, doing that little jiggy dance thing on the beach.
Yeah.
Anyways. Miles Teller, you mean odometer?
Oh. That was not good.
You don't like my dad jokes. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Pretty bad.
I loved it and I immediately got it. What was I saying? Oh, I was at a quarter of a tank yesterday, and then I started driving and it literally went to E. And I was like, where's my gas going? And it's been finicky, but I just like filled it today. And a full tank of gas costs a lot of money, but it was fair. It's so satisfying.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Oh my god, another example. Girl defined.
We need to do a whole other episode about those girls because, oof! Oh, sometimes the things they say is just...
The scandal about her husband going to conversion therapy?
I just feel bad.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. For everyone involved.
How did people find that out?
I don't know.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Poor guy. Yeah, I don't know. I just... Wow. What were we saying? Gas. I feel like I was going to mention something to you, and I forgot. Sorry. No, it's fine.
I mentioned I paid $69.
Just like your middle school locker.
Oh my god. So I had a middle...
Delaney, this like
so bad.
If anybody knows 8th grade Delaney, that's the reason why this is so funny.
Yes.
Just because of who you were in middle school.
Should we describe myself in 8th grade?
Over the optimistic.
Annoyingly optimistic.
I was trying to put it nicely.
He's pretty mean. I'm not that person anymore. So here's the difference between like me in 8th grade versus me in 9th grade.
Like, I would say I was having a bad day, and you'd be like, you need to see the positive in it! Like, there are good things happening! And I would just be like, I just had a really bad day. And you're like, no, you can turn it around! Everything's a good day! And I was like...
Which, there are good sentiments in that, but it's also invalidating.
Like, no, you need to be like, yes, I see that you're having a bad day, and that's okay. Instead of immediately trying to turn things around.
Turn the beat over. Me from, like, 8th grade to 9th grade is, like, an incredibly vast difference.
Life beat you down.
I didn't like the person I was in 9th grade. I was, like, very angry and, like, upset about things. Mm. But, like, I don't know who I would rather be.
I'm a different person, too. I think I've had, like, an opposite kind of thing. I was, like, a moody and angsty in 8th grade. I feel like I've changed. Maybe I haven't. Who knows? Let us know in the comments. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, me in 8th grade. Like... Very sheltered. This is the point.
Not by any volition of your parents, though. Just kind of, like, self-sheltering, in a way.
So here's, like, my parents didn't, like, make an effort for me, like, not to look at things. I was just, like, never interested in, like, exploring, like, aspects of, like, teenage culture. Like, I didn't really know what, like...
I didn't know terminology. Yeah, you didn't know like drugs and stuff, which is fine.
If you would have said that's what she said joke, fly right over my head.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I just like didn't make an effort. Like, what grade would you think like that people like what grade do you think started having a stroke? What grade do you think people started
exploring?
Not even exploring.
I don't know.
Like, what grade do you think people started to become aware of teenage, like, not culture, but like, of like more
becoming more adult? Yeah, and that sounds just like maturing. We'll say. I don't know. Probably. Around 7th, 8th grade, I'd say.
So Delaney wasn't aware of that memo, and she didn't get that.
Yeah, did we talk about what you wrote in the eighth grade health class.
I thought you were going to talk about something in ninth grade.
No, we don't need to talk about that.
You know what I'm referencing.
Yes.
The poem?
Oh! The poem!
What are you referencing?
An experience you had.
In ninth grade?
Maybe it wasn't ninth grade. Maybe it was 10th. Maybe it was 8th. I don't know. We'll talk about it later. I just think it's very funny. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
We have talked about it before.
Do
you want to text me that experience?
Let's just say... we'll talk about it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, yeah. Was that 8th grade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough. Sleepover?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think it's funny, the question you wrote in the 8th grade, just the wording was really funny to me, because you felt you had to justify it.
Okay, we're going to explain the locker, and then we'll explain that.
Oh, so funny.
So the locker, I had the locker number 69, right?
And guys would make jokes to her, and she just, like, wouldn't understand. She'd be like, what?
Yeah, I remember... Specifically on Valentine's Day, we used to have... Don't make fun of my pronunciation of Valentine's Day. We used to have, in our middle school, these, like, chocolate rose things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, guys, if you want to send me a chocolate rose, my locker... I'd be like, my locker number is 69. And everyone's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no, my locker number is 69. Why is that funny? So then people started to take selfies in front of my locker.
Yeah.
And, like,
I remember that.
And, like...
I had that locker, like, right diagonally from yours,
Yeah,
so.
You were pretty close
I think
to
I
me.
Was, like, 71 or something. I don't know.
It was a top.
Mine was a bottom.
Anyway. 69 being a top is, like...
Move forward. 8th grade Delaney, honestly...
I remember the day that I figured out what that meant.
It must have been a dark day for you.
No, we were in English class. We had the same English class.
We did.
That
English class was kind of scary sometimes. Do you remember when that... I won't name names, but that kid got stuck in his chair?
No.
He literally... His pants got stuck to the chair and our teacher... just couldn't help him because she was laughing so much, but he was, like, visibly stuck in this chair.
Our English teacher also recently, like, a year and a half ago went viral on Facebook and TikTok.
Yeah.
She was doing, like, a welcome to my class video, and she just, like, she just completely fell on her ass.
The chair broke, and she went down. Oh... That was crazy.
Anyways, we were reading a story in, like, the English textbook that they had in the mm-hmm. class, and it was, like, something about, I think it was, like, that footstep poem. No, that was in ninth grade.
Telltale Heart?
I don't know what it was, but it was, like, a short story, and I think it was about footsteps with, like, the soldier or, like, the runner.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
There was a picture, maybe it was a short story with a drummer boy. Nonetheless, there was a
photo. Remember that drawing.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
So there's, like, a drawing of a soldier with, like, a drum and the hat and his number.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
A hat?
No, the number. Like, why would they have a number?
Anyway, I don't know.
There was a number. That's
who knows?
So odd.
Okay.
There was a number on his hat, and it was 69. And she's, like, and somebody mentioned it to her. I think I know who it is.
Initials?
RK.
Okay. I forgot he was in our English class.
I think he was, right?
I don't know. I kind of blocked out
From
a lot of 8th grade.
He was like...
You guys kind of had an enemies thing going on.
Yeah. From my knowledge, he was like, why is his Adam 69 on it? That's so... Or, like, just, like, making fun of it, like, mm-hmm. laughing. And she's like, I know, isn't it? Like, I always see that, and people always mention it, and I think it's the worst decision the textbook publishers could have made or whatever. And I was like, what? I'm so confused. I was like, that's my locker number. Everyone started laughing, and I was like, why is that so funny? And I don't even know who said it to me, but then I figured out what it meant.
Honestly?
A day in infamy.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, like, you asked, like, I don't know if we would have been friends, but, like, I look back on this, 8th grade Delaney, Sometimes I question her. I think you've evolved for the better.
That's always good to hear. Nobody ever wants to hear that they've evolved for the worse.
Have I evolved for the worse?
No, of course not.
Your silence is telling.
I'm being genuine. Of course not. Mm. I don't know. I think peak form of myself was like junior year before the pandemic. Mm. I really loved that version of myself.
I'd agree.
Yeah. I miss that person. Mm. But we're all on a journey.
You'll look back in 10 years and be like, I wish I was still.
Maybe. I don't know. Hmm. So, the question scenario.
Oh, so our 8th grade health teacher wanted to be like, she was trying to be super cognizant of like, we have questions and you might be uncomfortable to say them, but like, it's important that you feel safe and have an environment where you can ask questions about like your body and like things. It's just kind of like, so it's awareness over
kind of
like.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When we watched that woman giving birth, mm-hmm. was that the first time you had ever seen a vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah! It was horrifying! That never wants to be the context of, like, no. The first time I ever see somebody with my anatomy.
Yeah.
I've never... You don't want to see in that scenario.
I also think about, like, a lot of these things. I'm like, we should have learned about this rather than that. Because we talked about this during that infamous four-hour conversation of, like, yeah. things I wish I'd learned in health class that I, like, didn't know about my own body.
That are very pertinent.
That are, like, kind of important. Like, yeah. so you know you weren't dying.
Yeah.
Anyway, so our health teacher had, like, a question box where everyone would, like, write a question and then she would pick one, like, at the end of class and, like, kind of explain it. So, like, people felt, like, anonymous while still being able to, like, ask about important things. And so Delaney, and everybody knew it was Delaney. Everybody knew Delaney was asking this question.
I genuinely think, like, for people who knew me, because, like, I wasn't popular by no means, by no stretch of the imagination, but, like, the word that a lot of people probably associated with me in middle school and, like, through high school is, like, innocent. Like,
yeah.
She doesn't know anything. Mm-hmm. Which, like, to a point, it's, like, cute, haha, so funny. But then it's, like, to a point, like, good God, girl, get a grip.
Like educate yourself.
Yeah.
These are kind of important things to know
exactly.
about the human body.
So, like, it wasn't cute anymore.
At 8th grade, I think you were still... It was fine. Do you remember that project...
We didn't even say what I wrote.
Okay, right, so, Delaney asked a question that, like, is
it's a valid question, but maybe I don't need to ask it in such a traumatic and disgusting way.
Like, she was trying to rationalize her question, so it sounded like she was, like, alluding to something else when it's just, like, you could have asked that question point, like, period.
The question I was essentially asking
is it possible to get pregnant before you've had your period?
Like,
That's the question. That's all you needed to know.
Yeah.
That's, like... Okay, fine, in a question in itself, that's valid. But Delaney's like, I can't ask that.
I was like,
I have to rationalize.
I couldn't rationalize. And here's why everybody knew it was me. Yes, it was anonymous, but, like, you knew who was writing questions. And everybody was looking at who was writing questions.
Right.
Everybody was looking at how long it took to write a question. So this question
Delaney is also infamous for taking a long time to write things. Like, it will take her 4,000 years to write a sentence. So, like...
Like, literally, in our AP Lang class, I would ask our teacher, I'd be like, can I just type this assignment?
And she's like, no, she'd Delaney.
Like, no, you need to practice writing.
With a pen.
Yeah, it's an OCD thing, but, mm-hmm. like, she's like, no, I'd like you to write this. I'm like, oh, okay. But anyways, so, like, in order for me to rationalize that question, it took, like, a paragraph.
She had to write a story. She had to come up with a scenario where this sort of thing would happen. So, please... Please enlighten our listeners with your question.
The question was, like, literally, I remember if a girl who has...
No, you, unfortunately, if a girl...
you know, wait, that's coming in.
Okay,
I
okay.
Promise.
All right.
If a girl who has not gotten her period yet, sadly... There it is. Sadly gets raped. Trigger warning.
Right.
Sadly gets
And I'm not
raped.
Laughing at that situation.
No,
just
of
like
not.
Delaney has to rationalize this question in that way.
Sadly gets raped. Can she get pregnant? That was how I worded it. And it's like.
The class was just uncomfortable. They were like, what is going on? Oh, Delaney.
Did you ever ask any questions?
I don't remember.
I do. That was horrid. Yeah. That was awful.
Did someone pass out in our class?
Yes.
Who was it?
RA.
She also passed out in my psych class.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are just really peeved by, like, talking about really gruesome things.
Yeah.
Not even necessarily seeing them, but, like,
someone passed out in my ninth grade health class. We had a senior in our class who, like, maybe she transferred, but, like, for whatever reason. But in our high school, usually freshmen and sophomore take PE and, like, health. And then the seniors...
You only need one health credit, which I think is insane.
Of course. So, we had a senior, for whatever reason, was taking a class with a bunch of ninth graders. So, she was, like, over 18.
So, the idea is, like, you are meant to take it during your freshman year, but some people are like, I'll just do it next year. And then they always end up taking it.
Or they transfer and, like, so, yeah. For whatever reason, we had a senior. She was over 18 in our health class. And she had an implant in her arm for birth control. And we were talking about birth control in our health class. And, like, she was like, look, you can see it through my skin. And, like, she was going around letting people...
Stop it.
And that made someone really uncomfortable and they passed out. So.
Can I get an initial?
I'll tell you after.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just exploiting everyone and you're telling me after.
I genuinely do not remember her last name, so.
First initial?
H. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
But yeah, I just think that's like... Also, the things they didn't... I feel like a lot of health class is like... geared towards men in a way.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, so like there are things I wish we had talked about that like would have been really good to know as a woman.
The first time I ever saw a penis was a penis with an STD.
Yeah.
In class. That's the first time I ever saw it.
Like we never really talked about like how to put a tampon in or like what other options there were besides like pads. So I feel like that's just, like, something girls have every month, so I feel like it would have been good to talk about that more than just, like...
Have you seen Sex Education?
No.
You need to watch it.
Oh.
It's amazing. I think you'll really vibe with it.
Also, just, like, little quirks of the woman's anatomy is just, like, would have been good to know, you know, because I know that I thought there was something wrong with me and there wasn't, but, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Oh, boy. You had another story.
Did I?
Yeah, I had mentioned... We were talking about something leading up to the question I had asked, and you had mentioned something else, and I forget.
Oh, the project we did?
Yeah.
Do you remember that, like, weird, like, we had to make a town in eighth grade?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, that's it. That's okay. Just what I remember. That class was strange.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's an ant on me. Bye, little guy. Okay.
So, do you remember... Though, in 7th grade in health class, we had to track our calories.
I don't remember 7th grade. I remember 6th grade health because it was weird.
6th grade health was, like, literally, like, they were telling you, like, how a baby is, like, made. But they never...
Touched, yeah. I just remember talking about, like, do you remember those weird videos where it's, like, they, like... It was, like, about anatomy, not even, like, reproductive anatomy, but just, like, human anatomy, and we had to watch those weird videos.
Oh, my God, yeah, of, like, the baby's throat and, like, them swallowing yogurt.
Yeah.
I literally remember it was gagging.
It was, like, their digestive system.
It was so gross. Yeah.
I remember that. I don't remember ever taking health class in 7th grade.
So, here's what our health teacher did in 6th grade.
We had health in 7th grade?
Yes. It was, like, it wasn't necessary. It was definitely not sex ed.
Literally do not remember.
There was no sex ed involved.
I just remember making salsa.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
We also made, like, a salsa with, like, nutmeg or something.
Yes, okay, I do remember.
It was, like, a wellness course.
Literally blocked that out. Yeah, that's, like, intrusive. Okay, whatever. Back to the point.
But, yeah, we all had to...
I do remember this now that you talk about it.
So, 6th grade health, there was,
and it wasn't just, like, it was, like, for 2 weeks.
What?
like we had to track everything. And I'm like,
no, I remember that.
That is how you encourage eating disorders.
Exactly. And we'd come back and people would share, like, all the boys were, like, obviously trying to eat as much as they could.
And the girls were trying to be like,
I didn't
little.
Eat anything.
Like, I actually ate 4 calories yesterday. Literally, though, like, that probably perpetuated a lot of eating disorders for people.
Very harmful.
And, like, we didn't talk about eating disorders, really.
I think the first time we ever actually discussed an eating disorder was in 8th grade.
Yes. That health teacher did a great job. Yeah. Super, like, open to talk about things.
But in 6th grade, see, the anonymous question box, we had an anonymous question box. It wasn't at the end of the... If you had a question, you had to get up, put it in the anonymous question box.
Right, and sometimes it would only be, lesson. Like, one person. Yeah. He's like, this question, we only have one today. That's weird.
Everybody's like, we just saw Jeremy get up. We know it's from Jeremy.
Jeremy!
We know it's from Jeremy.
Jeremy, that Jeremy guy.
We know it's from Mary Sue.
Mary Sue!
But it was always like... Like, I vividly remember one of the questions being, like...
Were we in the same health class in 6th grade?
I don't think so. But somebody had asked... It was a lot of, like, alluding. It was
dancing around the topic. Dancing around
that, like... You know what penis goes into all the time.
Crazy.
Yeah, so it was, we only learned that, like, okay, the sperm fertilizes the egg, we're gonna move on.
Right. It's like how Brittany thought she was pregnant in Glee because a stork was making a nest by her window.
So one of the anonymous quote-unquote questions was like, okay, but how does the sperm get to the egg? And literally our teacher
He was only there for, like, a year, right? And then he got, like...
I don't know, but him and I really vibed.
I got a C in that class. That was my first C ever in my entire life and my only C since. I got a C in 6th grade health class. That was traumatic.
One of our friends
was like
failing gym.
Right.
It's like, girl.
I am the least athletic person, very uncoordinated. I didn't fail gym.
No, because literally part of our grade in gym was like
changing
for gym.
Hygiene. Crazy. I don't know, just, like, I failed the juggling unit, and my gym teacher felt bad because I was, like, you have to, like, juggle for, like, 30 seconds to pass the juggling unit, and I just couldn't do it because I'm so uncoordinated, and he felt so bad for me. He just passed me anyway. He felt so bad.
I had a gym teacher who was, like...
We vibed, though.
So condescending to me. Like...
Is this the one that called you Bethany?
No, that
good
was
old Bethany.
It's in high school. She's great. I love her. That
Bethany
was
and Kathy.
School.
That's who we are.
What was I saying?
You had a condescending gym teacher.
No, I was saying before. Somebody had asked in the question box. Asked in the question box, how does the sperm reach the egg? And our health teacher literally was like, your parents haven't talked to you about this? Like... Oh my god!
Someone didn't get the American Girl doll book.
So, yes, I went to the high school the other day to pick up something, and I'm walking in, and I hear behind me, Bethany, Bethany, Bethany. She's like, Bethany. I know you're allowed to go in. I know you're okay, but like, I'm just going in too, so I'll walk with you. And I was like, okay. And I didn't correct her.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I guess I'm... We didn't even graduate with a Bethany.
No, we didn't.
Just out of school.
Yeah.
Slipping through my fingers.
Bethany. That's a name.
Bethany Moto is the first person I think of.
I think of girl defined Bethany.
Who's the other girl's name?
I don't know.
Irrelevant. Their hairstyles are absolutely bothersome. You know what I have to do right now?
Can you wait, like, literally 5 minutes? We're almost to an hour.
Katie, I can't.
Oh, my God.
I have to pee.
What we're learning is Delaney needs to use the bathroom before we start recording.
I don't have to go then. You sound like a teacher.
Pause while Delaney takes a bathroom break, part 107. Welcome back.
I have returned.
Wow.
It was a good pee.
Oh, great. Thank you. You really needed to know that. Oh, did you end up ordering those books from Amazon?
Not yet.
Oh, the deal's over, girl.
Really?
Yeah.
This is my problem. I never want to spend money, and then, like, I wait too long with it in my cart, and then it goes, and then it's like, oh, we're just adding $2 just because.
I think Target's having a deal right now. The same deal as Amazon, but...
I was going to order that Colleen Hoover book, It Ends With Us.
Oh.
But I need to order the series of the deal.
There's 5 books.
That is a very spicy book.
Oh? We'll talk about it after.
Okay.
Yeah, Colleen Hoover, that book made me really sad after I finished it for a while.
I think that's her MO.
Yeah, she's kind of known for that. I have 2 books that I ordered by her over there on my TBR.
What are they? What are the titles?
Verity and November 9th.
Yes, I was going to order November 9th. That sounded good.
I think the library has it, but I like to, like, sometimes I like to annotate books.
What?
Yeah, like, you don't write in the margins.
What are you writing?
Just thoughts I have. Emotions it makes me feel.
Okay. We're not in...
I know, it's not, like, academic. I'm not like, this is a symbol for love. I'm like, oh!
Alliteration.
Yes. I love the syntax here.
So what are you writing?
Just like, I'm like, ooh, this is like a good thing. Like, ooh, spicy. Like, what? I don't know. I got my favorite book and I'm really excited to reread it. So.
What?
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I just recently got into reading. I have like maybe 100 pages left of that book and I need to finish it, but I'm like...
I hate to tell you. This weekend alone, I think I've read 3 books.
I don't get how you do that. Like,
escapism. Like, literally.
How do you do that and be productive? I read like 200 pages in one day, and I literally did nothing that day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not...
Whoa.
I didn't mean it like that, but it's like, so you're not like, you're like doing things, you're just like, the day is reading?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I don't do it. Sometimes I listen to audiobooks. That's when I'm productive. I read one of those 3 books was an audiobook, to be fair. And it was really good.
What book was it?
Normal People by Sally Rooney.
That makes me think of, what's that? It's on Amazon. It's called, like... It's they're actors, but it's, like, very real. It's, like, these couples, like, going to therapy. What's that show called? I literally think it's called, like, Normal People or something. It's, like...
Normal People is not couples going... Are you thinking A Conversation with Friends or whatever?
No.
Because there is a Hulu original series based off of this book.
Oh, okay.
On Hulu. But it's... They didn't go to therapy. They should have. Well, actually, one of them did. Every character in that book needs therapy. That's my review. But I think that was kind of the point, to express, like, mental health and, like, how that can motivate our actions.
Should we talk about the new Skedge?
What Skedge?
Well, I'm starting a job soon.
Right. How many weeks?
A week, and then I go camping, and then the job. Okay, so I leave for camping. Right. What day of the week is July 2nd?
Saturday.
How do you know that?
Because Monday is the 4th, and I have that day off from work.
Oh, right. So I'll be gone... I don't think we'll have to worry about recording that week. Except Friday. But essentially, Katie and I want a day where, like, we always record in, like, a specific time.
Right.
So we're thinking Fridays. So, like, it'll be pre-recorded almost a week before the episode.
Right.
So if we're behind on something, like, Glee-related or, like, pop news-related or whatever, or anything related, then that's why.
I mean, I think we're... Yeah. That makes sense. Also, you told me the last time we talked that, like, the new Hey Babe was so funny and I needed to watch it. It made me scared and anxious. So, thank you for that.
Why?
The whole talk about the diver.
I didn't watch that far.
oh, this diver literally goes into the deepest part of the ocean, and what's connecting him to the surface gets cut off, so he's in the bottom of the ocean where you only can survive for 15 minutes.
Did he live?
He did, but... So ugh.
I was laughing at the part where they were talking about how Chris can't dance.
Oh, and like, he's a seat... I'm a chair dancer, too.
Did you see that poor video of him crying about not spending enough time with his kids?
Yeah.
Chrissy... Chrissy cries a lot.
Aww. he's really endearing.
Yeah, but I loved that conversation.
Should we talk about the quotes that we had from our last conversation?
Oh! Yeah. I feel like that needs to be another podcast.
You think?
I think we need to start that with another podcast. So, do you guys remember when we were playing... Do you guys?
As if they're going to respond.
Yeah. We were playing...
He's a, yeah. And then, yeah.
It had, like, just started, and yeah. It's, like, a big trend, but, like, yeah. Maybe I'll post a TikTok.
Did you watch that TikTok where the grandmother's, like, it's so funny.
She's just happy to be
there. She's, like, I don't know what's going on. He's, like, he's a 10, but he's not Jewish, and she's, like, he's a priest.
Yeah. I saw that.
I'm, like, wait, what? This, like, Jewish grandmother does not get the point of this trend, and it's really endearing, and I love it.
It's so cute. But yeah, we had really funny ones, like yeah. Really good ones.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe we'll start the pod next week with that.
Mm-hmm. But, we get into some strange conversations during the 9 hours.
Yeah. So my point was, we're recording,
mm-hmm.
This week's episode is being recorded. I'm just like, this is not meant for people to hear, but it's whatever.
Yeah. Right?
So we're recording Thursday, June 23rd's episode on Tuesday, June 21st, and mm-hmm. We will be recording Thursday, June 30th's episode
yeah.
On Friday, June 22nd, 3rd, 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is everybody keen with that, love? Follow the Instagram. Nobody followed from last week.
Ouch. Come on, guys.
Yeah, let's see how many listeners we have from last week.
Probably, like, -2. Just they all dipped.
Yeah, they're just us. Just embarrassing ourselves.
Fair enough.
Oh.
Did it go down?
Last week, we only have 5 plays.
Ouch. Well, it hasn't even been a week yet.
Yeah, so. But each week, consistently, we at least have, like, 10 plays.
But it hasn't even been a week since our last episode aired.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well.
Have a glorious day.
Yeah.
Make some hot dog real bad.
Love that for you. Okay, well, adios. Bye, people.
Peace out, Girl Scout.